After much opposition and a delay of almost 2 years, Minister of Energy Jeff Radebe signed agreements with 27 independent power producers today. The signing is expected to unlock 56 billion rand worth of investments into the sector over the next 2 to 3 years. And Minister of Energy Jeff Radebe joins us on the line now for more insight into the deals and potential consequences. Thanks so much, Minister, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, you've just signed 27 IPP agreements after more than 2 years of delays. What role do you see independent power producers playing in South Africa's energy sector? And what do you see the spelling for the energy sector at large?
Well, I think the signing of the 27 IPP agreements today, in fact, the signing is still proceeding because I had to sign one, and also the others are going to be signed by the officials of the department. But it is very significant because 56 billion rand injection into the energy sector will have a positive impact on our economic growth in our country in a very fiscally constrained environment where our people require jobs. But more particularly, we are committed into clean energy in our country, and this augurs well for the development of our country going into the future.
We've had some, Minister, caution against the burden this is going to place on the South African consumer. So does this move necessarily mean cheaper access to electricity?
Well, in the past few years, we've seen the decline in terms of the cost of independent power producer energy in South Africa. Obviously, the first round, it was very expensive because the market was not there. But we've seen since the second round that the cost of electricity is going down in South Africa. But most significantly, through NERSA, the Eskom is able to recover all the costs that are being incurred in buying this electricity. At the end of the day, it is the consumer that is going to benefit to offer the mix of the energy sources that is going to be provided to our people.
Let's really put this into perspective for the consumer, Minister. What projected tariffs are we looking at compared to current Eskom rates?
Well, right now, that tariffs are being regulated through an independent regulator, which is NERSA, which makes sure that whatever cost that Eskom incurs, it recovers through the tariffs that the regulator imposes into the system. So at the end of the day, there is no cost to Eskom.
Minister, what are you expecting to do, this to do to demand? And I ask this the question because we currently have a situation with South Africa sitting with a supply surplus.
Well, I think the notion of electricity supply is a very misformed one, because we're looking at the economy that is not pumping from all cylinders. We're talking about a situation where many South Africans still do not have access to electricity. So this putting of renewables into the energy sector in South Africa will make sure that our economy develops, and the energy sector in particular is the greatest beneficiary.
Having said that, what kind of export potential are we looking at?
Well, right now, as you can see, we want also to ensure that our previously disadvantaged people benefit out of this program. And I'm very happy with these 27 projects that there's a significant input in terms of ownership and participation by black people into these IPPs. But also at the end of the day, those communities where this electricity will be produced are also beneficiaries.
As you've alluded to, Minister, you say this coming at no cost to Eskom. So this placing no burden, as you see it, on Eskom's balance sheet, because, some of the questions that have been raised have been around the SOE's liquidity and whether it has the liquidity needed to invest in these IPP agreements.
Well, as I've indicated, with this IPP of renewables, Eskom is able to recover through the tariffs that NERSA imposes to ensure that there's no negative impact into Eskom. If you look at the first two rounds of this IPP in the financial year 2016-17, Eskom had been able to have access of about 7.6 billion rand as a result of this program and this cost recovery mechanism that NERSA, which is our national regulator, has imposed.
Does South Africa's nuclear ambition necessarily fall off the agenda?
Well, right now, we have almost 3,000 megawatts of electricity through nuclear in Quebec. So it is part of our portfolio as South Africa. Going forward, those decisions have not yet been taken, except the commitment that we are still committed to an energy mix, which also includes nuclear. About the specifics of how much that be has not yet been determined.
While, you know, this entire project is expected to rake in 56 billion rand worth of investments over the next 2 to 3 years, Minister, concerns are rife about what this would mean from a jobs perspective. Do you see the jobs being generated by the alternative energy space alleviating the threat of job losses within the fossil fuel industry or coal sector?
Well, the first point that I want to make is that the job losses in the fuel coal industry has nothing to do with renewables. Many of those jobs that might be lost in the coal industry is because of the operational life of the mine is coming to an end or is about to come to an end. So in other words, it has nothing to do with the renewable project. So the renewable is going to be bringing this one, this bit window 3.5 and 4. Will be creating about 60,000 jobs during the construction as well as during the operations and about 1,500 of manufacturing. So it will have a very significant impact, especially in those areas where these renewables are taking place.
Well, that's the investment we are looking at. To what extent has South Africa lost out on investment opportunity with investors having given up waiting for this next step to be taken, Minister? And how easy do you see it being winning back investor confidence within South Africa's energy space?
Well, I think you're correct that a delay of about 2 years is very significant for investors. But happily now, a decision has been taken to sign, which means that we are bringing back investor confidence, ensuring that this partnership with the private sector continues. As you know, the 56 billion rand comes solely from the private sector, which will be injecting that money into the South African economy.
Well, let's leave it there, Minister. Thanks so much for your time this evening, Minister of Energy, Jeff Radebe.